This is Central Time. Now, the latest Marquette University Law School poll found major partisan differences on issues including President Biden's pandemic response, Afghans coming into the U.S., and views of the 2020 presidential election. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Why do you think Americans are so divided along partisan lines on so many different issues? We're going to hear about a few of those coming up, and you could join in with your thoughts on that at 800-642-1234. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School poll and developer of pollsandvotes.com. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, our regular listeners know that you do a lot of Wisconsin-specific polls. This is one of your national ones, right?
That's right. We're now doing a national poll every 2 months, focusing on the U.S. Supreme Court and also other national issues. And right now we're talking about some of those other national issues. But this is not to say we're not doing the Wisconsin polls anymore. We certainly are. There'll be one of those next month.
You haven't forgotten us. Now that you've hit
no,
the
we
national
haven't forgotten
all right.
at all.
Let's get into some results here. Afghanistan, one of the big issues you tackled here. You asked people what they thought of President Biden's handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal and questions about what people thought about the necessity, the need to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. Can you share some of your top findings?
Yes, and here there's an interesting mix of results. Only 36% approve of the way Biden handled the withdrawal. 63% disapprove. But what about withdrawing troops as a matter of principle? 74% think we should have withdrawn all of our troops. Just 26% say we should have left troops there. And on the long run question, was the war worth it? Just 25% think it was, 74% think it was not. So I think there's a pretty clear picture here that on the goal of withdrawing all U.S. troops, it's 3-1 in favor of that outcome. But in terms of the perception of how President Biden handled the withdrawal, it's pretty negative by almost a 2-1 margin.
A running theme through your results is a partisan difference. But on that Biden administration handling, even among Democrats, there was a fair amount of disapproval of the handling. A majority of Democrats supported him, but this is one of the issues even among Democrats, Biden didn't fare as well.
That's exactly right. And you know, the big headline probably should be, when is there not a big partisan split right. in American politics these days? But that actually is one of the things that's interesting in this survey. There are some things of partisan agreement and then either more or less intense disagreement. On the question of Biden's handling of the withdrawal, it's not at all surprising that just 6% of Republicans approve, 94% disapprove. But among Democrats, 68% approve, 32% disapprove. And that's more striking because Democrats have approved of Biden's handling of his job overall by 90% or more since he took office. So in that sense, a 68% approval rating among Democrats is actually, I think, an important indicator of how even in the president's party, the withdrawal was not seen as being handled well. And among independents, it's 2-1, 66% disapprove, 33% approve.
How about the partisan breakdown when it comes to the idea of whether or not it was right to withdraw from Afghanistan, regardless of the handling, and whether the war was worth it?
And here we see smaller partisan differences. Republicans are evenly divided on withdrawing troops. 50 support withdrawing the troops, 49 opposed. Independents, it's 78% in favor, and Democrats, 89%. So there's some partisan difference there, but a Republican split of 50-50 is awfully even compared to that 6-94 that we saw on Biden's handling. And on what's the war worth it, majorities of each of the three partisan groups say it was not worth it. 58% of Republicans, 78% of independents, and 85% of Democrats. So again, I think the conclusion is across party groups, there's reasonable agreement that getting out was the right thing and that the war wasn't worth it, but then massive and normal partisan divide on Biden's handling of it, with a warning sign to Democrats that there's some dissatisfaction within the party as well.
With that majority, as you said, in each group, that the war wasn't worth it. I mean, that's very striking. This 20-year war covering multiple presidential administrations. What do you make of that tide of sentiment in American among the American population?
Yeah, this has varied hugely. If we went back to the first year or even two that we were involved in Afghanistan, people saw it as successful, and it was a very high worth it score on that in 2002-2003. We've been there so long that I think the benefits are somewhat lost, and for that matter, the costs have been somewhat muted as our involvement has wound down over the years. Frankly, Afghanistan was rarely in the news over the last 10 years or so.
We are talking to Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll, looking at the latest survey results on Afghanistan. Well, coming up, we'll get into President Biden's approval ratings and more. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Why do we see, big picture, why do we see such partisan divides on so many issues these days in American politics? Do you see ways to bridge the gap? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation about partisan differences on Afghanistan, coronavirus, and more with Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin, out with a new poll this week. Charles, overall approval of the Biden administration. I've been seeing other national polls showing a decline in approval ratings in large part since the Afghanistan withdrawal. What did you find?
Yeah, we're in line with that. We have 48% approve of his overall handling of his job, 52% disapprove. That's a 10-point drop from our July national survey when he was at 58% approve. Also, that net minus four points more disapprove than approve, is right in line with the average of national polling, though there are some polls that are showing lower levels of approval. But the average of the polls and ours agree on this net margin of minus 4 points for him.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Becky is with us in Beloit. Becky, hi.
Hi. I was wondering if your guest thought that this could be comparable to the Korean War in that it didn't do anything for the United States and everything went back to the way it was before we met.
Becky, you're kind of breaking up there, but interesting question, Charles. Do we have comparative data for something like the end of the Korean War, or at least the armed conflict part of the Korean War, or Vietnam, for that matter, when it comes to polling and approval of American achievements or failure to make those achievements in those wars?
Right. Well, actually, I could have planted this question in the sense that I looked that up, but I looked it up a few years ago. What I'll tell you is that, of course, with Vietnam, the war became increasingly unpopular while we were there. And so while initially supported by a lot of people in 64, 65, even 66, that approval fell dramatically. Also, when I looked at Korea 10 years after Korea had ended, more people said it was not worth it than that it was worth it. So in that sense, what we're seeing here is not out of line with those two earlier limited but pretty substantial wars that we fought.
Another issue you surveyed people on, Charles, was their faith, their trust in the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections. Hot news story today is the Arizona review of one county's ballots coming out today. Other states looking at maybe reviewing 2020 again. What did you find when you asked people about that?
Yeah, we asked, how confident are you that the votes and the count were accurate in the election? 60% say they're very or somewhat confident. 40% say they're not confident or not at all confident. So that's, again, the 60-40 split is pretty much in line with what we've seen in other national polling. But here there are not only sharp partisan differences, but also some differences within the Republican Party that I think are worth attending to.
Yeah, what did you see within the Republican Party on that?
So we ask people if they think of themselves as Republican, Independent, or Democrat. But if you say Republican, we say, do you think of yourself as a strong Republican or a not so strong Republican? Among strong Republicans, 92% are not confident in the election outcome. Among not so strong Republicans, that drops to 71%. And among independents who lean Republican and generally vote Republican, that drops again to 61%. So it's a majority that are not confident in the party, regardless of strength. But it also reveals how important for the core base of the party, those strong Republicans, a 92-8 balance on not confident helps explain why Republican leadership is experiencing or suffering so much pressure from within their party base.
Well, hold on. Is that a chicken?
Some variation in the party.
Is that a chicken or an egg there? Are people thinking that because many people leading the Republican Party, including the former president, are pushing the narrative that there was something wrong with the election?
I think it certainly comes from former President Trump and the narrative about it. What we find is that relatively few people have changed their partisanship over the last year. And of those who've changed, it's relatively symmetric, only about 2% who have gone from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican, a little bit more that have moved to independent, but again, pretty symmetric. So it's not a change in the composition of the parties so much as it is the rhetoric of party leadership, not just from President Trump, but from other party leaders who feed that lack of confidence and raise questions and doubts about the election. But it's clear that it's virtually unanimous among the strongest Republicans. Now, conversely, it's 90% or so among Democrats as well, who believe that the election was accurately counted. So we started this conversation about polarization in part by party. This is a prime example of that. 96% of strong Democrats are confident in the election outcome.
And just in our last minute, we've got this race to get people vaccinated as the Delta variant of coronavirus goes around. What did you hear from people about their vaccination status, and especially unvaccinated people, whether they were still planning to get vaccinated?
Yeah, and here we have 76% who said they've already been vaccinated. That matches what the Centers for Disease Control is reporting. And of that 24% who've not been vaccinated, about 58% say that they will definitely not get vaccinated. So that's the difficult group to reach and to change their opinion. Or failing that, that's likely to set the groundwork for where we will be on the unvaccinated for a while yet. There's another group that says they probably won't get vaccinated. But we'll take the probably there as something that might change.
Charles, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. He talked to us about the latest nationwide survey, which highlighted partisan differences across a lot of different issues.